the famous Herbie Burger. Well, I'm on the phone with the famous Herbie Burger. Hello, Herbie. How are you?
Pretty good.
I assume you're in a cafe somewhere.
Oh, I like my coffee, you know, my flat white and my cigarettes all the time.
Now, Herbie, how long have you lived in New Brighton?
I came to New Brighton in 2013. It makes it 11 years now.
Where were you from originally?
I was born and bred and raised in East Germany, former GDR, German Democratic Republic. And New Brighton, I just fell in love with New Brighton when I came here, you know. So when I saw New Brighton the first time, I say, well, that's a cool place. And it took me till 2013 to live here.
And has it changed a lot since you moved here?
New Brighton changed a lot here, especially with the new developments and after the earthquakes, the new multi-story developments. And I think there's a lot of shifting going on, you know, so rich people come in, poor people are driven out, and
And now, you have been acting for a while, and you've been in a number of good films. What films have you been in?
I just love making films and being in films, behind the camera, front of the camera. And one of the more known films was made here in Christchurch 2016, called The Stolen, a New Zealand Western, where I had a part as a German gold digger. And other than that, you know, so I was in short films, videos, at least 10 or 12 or so, you know, so, and I keep on doing it as long as I live.
The 23rd of September in Venice in Italy, and also the 24th simulcast at the same time for screening in Lumiere in Christchurch. What do you feel about the role of Blackie?
Well, yeah, Blackie in the film is a unique character, and also he reminds me of some sort of behind-the-scenes spin doctors doing the dirty work for politicians and big shots who are in the limelight and don't want to get their hands dirty. And they call him Blackie for it, you know, so that's why he's the assistant of the mayor. And yeah, you just have to study some sort of CEOs or politicians, you know, so how they behave, or some of them, how they behave, you know, so. And here you have the role of Blackie.
And you're starring opposite Davy Round.
Oh, excellent. I like to listen to him. I like to listen to what he has to say. And also, I like the talks with him, you know. So I like his attitude, you know. So I think he portrays the mayor, Pendacious, pretty well, you know. So especially my accent and his accent, you know. So they are completely opposites, you know. So, and the mayor and Blackie are pretty much the opposites as well.
Well, how do you prepare for playing a role there, Herbie?
Yeah, I try to think like a nasty, evil, sinister person, you know, so I like to live it for the time being when I'm in the role, you know, so. And method acting is a good way to prepare yourself for these things, you know. So that's the word in itself, you know, method, you know. So take on a certain method, you know. So how would you feel, or how is Blackie conducting his businesses, his dirty dealings and wheelings? And you just have to get into it, you know. So, and you have to become a sinister, evil kind of person, you know, and then you slip out of it. And that's the beauty about filmmaking, you know. So you can take on any character you want, but make sure you slip out of it.
So in your career, have you found that you've been cast more in the on the tough side, the bad characters, or what sort of characters?
Yeah, mostly the villain side and also the bad boys and also, which is a good thing. And also portraying a villain is always a difficult thing because nobody likes the villains. But if you have a likable villain, if you can pull off a likable villain, you know, so then I think you've done a pretty good job.
And then, what do you think is about New Brighton?
To me personally, it's the beach, it's the closeness to the beach, to the sea, the uniqueness of it, and also there are a lot of, I don't want to say poor or underdog people also, but a lot of people who struggle financially or struggle in life, you know, so which also creates a foundation of creativity. And also you have to, there are quite a lot of people, I call them free spirits, you know, so, and you need to have free spirits to create something creative, you know, so, yeah, it's hard to explain, you know, so, New Brighton is what it is, you know, so, it's definitely different from Sumner.
What events and things do you really support in New Brighton? Like, what do you really enjoy there? What stuff there?
Oh, there's definitely the Saturday markets, that's for sure. Other events, you know, so there is a little gallery and a little community-based creative workshop where people come together and make little garments. Petra, my partner, is involved in that one, you know, so, and really supporting all events which are truly for community, you know, because the majority of community everywhere in the world, you know, so is pretty much the working class people. And if the working class people are happy, you know, so then I think we have a pretty good chance to create a healthier society, you know, so, but as long as working class people struggle, it's very hard to create a prospering society. Yeah, pretty much any event, you know, so, which caters for these, my personal ideals, you know, so.
And in New Brighton there, what would you say is your, what's the best cafe down, what's the best coffee, where do you get the best coffee, Herbie?
That's very hard, yeah, that's very hard, you know, so, that's a pretty decent spot as well. Yeah, I think New Brighton Coffee Hut also.
Have you been to Venice in Italy?
No, I haven't. I haven't been to Venice in Italy. And I know that our film will be screened there. And I'm looking forward to it, you know, because international exposure for work of love and filmmaking is hard work, you know, so.
And Herbie, are you looking for new jobs? You look for new acting roles, and will you consider anyone that sends stuff to you, or you will look at it, or?
I do what I can do, you know, so if there's something happen, if somebody wants me for their project, and also I'm always open to talks, and also, and constructive talks, and also, and I don't hold back with my own opinions about scripts or screenplays or whatever it is, you know, so, and yeah, let's talk, and I'm there, you know. It's a story, it's a life, it's part, you know, which doesn't exist in real life, you know, and that's the beauty about it, you know. You can be a doctor, a philosopher, an astronaut, a plumber, a janitor, whatever you want to be, you know, so. And that's the beauty, you know, so then you slip out of it, you know, so, and you learn a lot about yourself. That's true, you know, so it's a lot of work, you know, so, and you have to be very disciplined as well, you know, so that the character doesn't take over your real life, you know, so, and you know, so you probably seen it, you know, so, and did read it in interviews, you know, so where some hotshot actors can't slip out of their role and they go down the wrong path, you know, so because they took on the role as a gangster or whatever it is, you know, so, and they couldn't slip out of it, you know, so.
Cut off the line there, Herbie. Your influences, like who, which actors do you most admire in their work?
That's hard to say, you know, so that's hard to say. Again, it's tricky, you know, so because I, as a young person, you know, so I was exposed more or less to East European cinema and stars which are not very well known in the West. And Dirk Klaus Kinski is one of them, you know, so he's a, or he was a very unique character, you know, so I quite like Rainer Werner Fassbinder's work. He was a so-called enfant terrible in the German filmmaking,